Shlomo Weisbot.
So a bit of a panic yesterday. Yesterday we spoke about someone's got a wound on Shabbos, what he's allowed to do. That was nice to pin one on one, okay. So we spoke about scratching himself. A person causes more dam, more blood to come out of his guf on Shabbos, that's problematic. That means the Issa min HaTorah is that a person squeezes his finger, for example, to get blood out. Let's say he wants to do a test on the blood. He's got to get it out. Actually, I must say, many years ago, I was in hospital, actually, on Shabbos. It's actually very interesting. So they, interesting questions, actually. I must say, maybe we'll go into it a little bit. So they want to put an intravenous in. So they ask you, when they put an intravenous in, if you don't mind to squeeze your vein to make sure the blood comes out. Now, that is a serious problem. Because there, you want the dam to come out. They want to see it's working properly. It means even though you don't want actually the blood itself, you're not using the blood itself, but just check that it's gone into the right place, they want you to squeeze. So that's an interesting point. But that's the Issa min HaTorah. What we talked about yesterday is a person's got a wound and he wants to stop the bleeding, so he squeezes it a little bit in order to make the blood come out faster, that way it'll clot to whatever it is. That we said the person shouldn't do. Midrabon, it's osa, it's mokshin, it's gufa, and therefore a person should not squeeze his finger to, to stop, to make more blood come out. What you can do, we spoke about yesterday, is you can put a plaster, you can disinfect it, put some spray on or whatever, disinfect it, and then put a bandage or a plaster around it, as we said yesterday. That's how we spoke yesterday. Comes out, my friends, I must tell you, I didn't mention this yesterday, but the moshel, there are people who are very sensitive, the moshel, people who have got eczema, nebuch, and it's very itchy. When you scratch yourself quite hard, it can cause bleeding. It's true, there's no benefit of the blood coming out there, but a person mustn't cause blood to come out of his body on Shabbos. And therefore, a person who's got eczema has to be careful. He mustn't scratch too hard on this area. He can scratch, what? Very, very hard. Yeah, it's chucky, very, very hard. I mean, the person can scratch himself lightly, or he can put, I don't know what, no. It's not a chodok of a guf, so I don't know if you can even put lotion on. I don't know if you can put, stop the itching. I'm not sure what to do, so I don't know what you can do. Yeah, it's a hard thing. It's not so easy. But the chodok, one has to be careful not to cause oneself to bleed on Shabbos. That is a problem. Hemorrhoids is also a problem. People have got hemorrhoids. For myself, that's also very problematic. If a person can use soft tissue toilet paper where it's not the specific ratio down will come out, then that's the best thing to do. One has to use that. One shouldn't use hard paper which is going to cause a bleed. If even with soft toilet paper it still causes dam to come out, what happens then, Rabbeisai? Let's say it can't help it. The maaser, dam still comes out. That is problematic, but there's a special hetzer, that's covered habrius. There's a problem, a person's got a problem, you can't go make a kiss otherwise, you're going to be stuck. So that's covered habrius, the person is allowed to wipe himself, obviously he shouldn't scratch too hard, and he should wipe himself softly, and if dam does come out, it's not the end of the world, it's you can't help it, and therefore that is much to do. Okay, that's more or less what we spoke about yesterday. Saying anything which is such as someone's got a scab and himself is itchy and he knows by scratching it forcefully it's going to cause the dam to come out, mustn't do it. I say you can touch it off, rub it in a way that's not ratio, that's allowed to be done, but to rub it forcefully is not allowed to be done. Okay, moving on to today's topic, and that is a toothache on Shabbos. So what's the halacha with a toothache on Shabbos? All we're going to speak about is hopefully not, it shouldn't happen. What? So it depends. It depends what sort of toothache we're talking about. So let's talk about a very small toothache, let's say a minor toothache. A toothache comes about, normally there's a hole in the cavity, so there's a hole in a cavity somewhere. What happens is the nerve is exposed. And that, you put hot food or cold food or something onto it there, it gets in touch with it, that causes a slight pain. So let's say someone's got a slight pain with his tooth. It's not a bad toothache, it's a slight toothache. So there's not much you can do on Shabbos, really. A mekush ba'alma, someone's got a slight, it's not very comfortable, there's no hesitate to take refuah on Shabbos. I don't know what refuah you can take. Normally you can take refuah. I'll come to whiskey in a minute, because that's machal bria, it's a bit better. But I don't know what the refuah is. I think you do take the machal, let's say cloves. No, I don't know if it works. They say cloves are meant to be good in this area. I don't know if anyone ever tried this. What? Cloves. Yeah. Supposed to be good? No, you put it on the area. Put it on the area, it's meant to be good. That the chol is also to do on Shabbos. That's a refuah, and therefore one can't do that on Shabbos, one's stuck. That's not allowed to be done. Yeah, that's a problem of using a refuah. What else can you use? I don't know what else can you put on. I wrote a few things down over here.
No, it's a slight one.
The very slight, I'm talking about a very slight one. Do I have a very slight toothache, yeah? Nothing mamish major, a slight toothache. The right is the right one. It's a shin kaf ches, sip cotton cup base here. Shin kaf ches, there's a real speech about this here. It's not talking about major toothache. The right we're talking about a slight toothache. Shin kaf ches, yeah, but it doesn't always help them as that. I mean, it could be sometimes that just food goes in your mouth. And it's very hard. Yeah, it's very hard. Yeah, that's true. Hachoshis krishinov, someone's got a problem with his teeth. The person can't swallow vinegar. Vinegar is also meant to be good for it, it's meant to take away the pain. The person can't swallow vinegar and then spit it out. But, this is what someone said before, what you can do is you can take something which is a normal food to eat and eat it normally. A person can drink a little bit of whiskey in his mouth and swallow it down. Or he can dip some bread, for example, into a bit of whiskey and eat it, and that would affect his tooth. It's a machul brin, that's a normal healthy food. The issur of refuah on Shabbos is a person takes that which is a medicine. Something which normal healthy people use, even though you're doing it for the purpose of healing, Chazal weren't goes wrong.
Even if you take the whiskey and you gurgle it on.
So that is clear from the Shulchan Aruch, Simcha saying, that if a person takes the marshal whiskey and it's clear that he's doing it on the tooth, for example, yeah, and he's going to spit it out, that's the chaser. Oh, so that's interesting. I think Mr. Brewer speaks about it. Let's have a look. Yeah. Here, so Mr. Brewer says, Mr. Brewer says, Mr. Simcha's case over here. He mustn't take vinegar. He mustn't swallow vinegar and spit it out. Says the Mishnah Berurah. To mocha melser shu refua. Va'afilu lishois va'akach yivla osa. Even to hold it in your mouth for a long time, then swallow is osa. That's osa. That means to do it for that purpose. In this case of a mechush ba'alma, where a person's got a very slight thing, that means he keeps the whiskey in his mouth, swishes it around all over in order to, what do you call it, that it gets well lubricated, that area. That is not allowed to be done. That's called Mechish Bam. It's got a slight... What? Yeah, it looks like they didn't lose it. You're right. Now, the vinegar they're talking about, we don't drink. I know, you're right. It's interesting. No, it's talking about, I don't think it's a chiddick. I don't think it's a chiddick. It's talking about something which was the way to eat the etit normally.
You're right.
He's told me to swallow. Yeah, just take a bit of whiskey. Take a normal glass of whiskey and put a bit in and just swallow it down. And that's okay. If it doesn't help, take another glass. Yeah? Whiskey's all right. Whiskey's supposed to be good. So if you take whiskey in a normal way, that's mutter. If the person takes a glass of whiskey, has it, swallows it normally, and it actually helps for the tooth as well, that's mutter. If it doesn't help, take another glass. Yeah, that's eight's number one. Yeah, that's four.
You can't gargle whiskey.
No, not for this. No, the chayyim can't gargle it. Yeah, the chayyim gargling is also to do in this case. It's not licked anyone. It's not recognised anyone you're doing. I think it's, this vinegar was talking about as a machal brim. Let me just see what it says here. Let me just see what it says. Anyway, I don't say it. Oh, he says it very clearly, 700. I show Mishra Berurah. The Mamish brings this. The Mamish brings this case. It's over here. A minor toothache. One may numb the tooth by drinking whiskey normally and allowing the whiskey to flow over the tooth before he swallows. He should not hold the whiskey over the tooth. I mean, he shouldn't gargle it over there. He should not leave it over that area in order for it to work. That's not, should not be done. I can't talk to you. Divine line stages. Divine is tooth number one. Yes? Stage one is a very minor toothache. It's very hard to know what's called a minor toothache. I mean, in the mice, it's very hard. You know, someone comes to a robbery, he's got a toothache. I mean, you have to be a novice to know what he's talking about. But if the person says, look, I can walk around, it's not so bad, it doesn't affect me so badly, that's called a minor toothache. Then you've got a toothache which is painful, but it doesn't make him a chole kol haguf. He's not yet a chole kol haguf. I mean, he's still able to walk around. It's painful. But he's still not in custom places, he can still walk around, he's not confined to bed, he's still okay. That is more of a heter actually That is a special chiddush here. Here we allow you to hold the whiskey over your tooth, actually, in this case here. In this case, where it's more painful. Or you could ask a goy, a non-Jew, in such a case, to apply an anesthetic, for example, on that area. Sa'ak, the Mishnah's got a chiddush, the last of all. Sa'ak, ha'guf, one may ask a nochri to do refuah. The chiddush, actually, yeah? That is the case of what? Where it's quite painful. It's not a chole kol ha'guf. A chole kol ha'guf means his mummy, she's very, very shlach. He feels very, very schlack. He's not really able to walk around properly because it's such a painful toothache. I mean, the people have got toothache can be tackled very painful, yeah? But the violin, we're not talking about this. We've got stage one, it's just a maker's balm. It's a very slight discomfort. That, all you can do is drink whiskey like normal. Stage number two is a person who's got a slightly more of a toothache. Violin, it hasn't made him confined to bed yet. It's not mummish, it's not ostmensch. He's still able to walk around, he's able to function properly, but it's quite painful. It's quite painful. In that case there, number two, what you're allowed to do then is you're allowed to take whiskey and then you can gargle it over that area. Or you can get a non-Jew to, what do you call it, a non-Jew can, in such a case, actually apply some anesthetic or whatever onto that area. That's the Mishnah Berurah's Chiddush. Let's see if we find the Mishnah Berurah here. Roshin Kohesiv Kotten Kut Beis. It's a Chiddush of Mishnah Berurah here. Abamokam Sa Godel. Oh, he says, Moses' case actually, this says vinegar. On the first case of Mekesh Ba'alma, he speaks about vinegar, you can just swallow it. He says, Yai and Sorv is the same din. Exactly the same as vinegar. Then he carries on, Bamokam Sa Godel, where it's got quite a big discomfort, Esha Listener with Yai and Sorv, the Mutter is Shalister with people of Leachia. You can hold it in your mouth, gargle it, and then swallow it. That's number two. Number three is was a Chole Kol Ha'guf, the person's Mamish Oismensch. Now, this can come about from a few reasons. Let's say a person's mamish achole kol ha'guf, so then refuah is mut actually. Yeah, a person's allowed to take refuah. So you can take antibiotics, take painkillers in such a case, but that's talking about it's very, very painful. It's mamish, really, he would go to bed in such a case. That's really such a level, it's so painful, which can be, a person could have a very, very bad toothache, which really would confine him to bed. Such a case there, the issur refuah is released, and he may take antibiotics, whatever he needs to take and in order to alleviate the pain, is mutter. Sometimes a person with something called an abscess. Now that can be quite dangerous, I think. So let's talk about that. If someone goes to the dentist, for example, someone looks at the dentist, looks in his mouth, and he sees the person's swollen up there. It's an abscess. He says over here, an abscess may be treated on Shabbos. It can be actually treated on Shabbos. Whatever has to be done there, so I think sometimes they extract the tooth. I'm not much of a dentist over here. Anyone know what happens with an abscess? Yeah, but is it ever sometimes they take the tooth out? Because it's a big shy here. Let's say someone's in such a lot of pain where he needs to have a tooth taken out. So this is really how we come onto Hilchos Shochet. Can you ask a yid to take the tooth out for you on Shabbos? Now, what happens is when the tooth is taken out, it's inevitable that blood comes out. It's come out impossible, lemaisa, yeah, that blood won't come out. But again, here, the blood that comes out is not nichele at all. It's mamish, nothing. It's ratio, it's all drabonos. So is he allowed to ask a Jew to take the tooth out? I'm not sure when that could be. It can happen sometimes. Sometimes the person goes to the dentist. The dentist says the only solution is to take the tooth out. A very bad hold, a very, very painful. Can he do that on Shabbos? They must realize a person can be in a lot of pain. People have toothaches. It's very, very painful. So a person's not going to sit in pain over the whole Shabbos. It's if it's mutter, it's mutter. So I don't know if you're going to get, practically speaking, you go to a non-Jew who's going to take his tooth out for you. I'm not sure you're, unless you belong to a non-Jewish dentist. So maybe you go around in there and ask to take it out. The Mishnah Berurah says clearly it's better, zikr, to take a non-Jew. Let's see if I can find a Maram Mokum here. He says it clearly better to do it with a non-Jew. that's the thing, taking out. I don't know where it is, this Maram Mokum. Let's see if we can find it here. Mr. Ruramani speaks it out this thing. I wrote it down here. I can't find it. Oh, issue number 12. It's in Shinkal Chesed Gimel. Here's the interesting halacha of this, actually, right? It comes up. The halacha is in Shinkal Chesed Gimel. The Machaber says over here, Kol Maka Shecholol, any wound in the inside of the body, Dehainu Me'ashinayim Lefnim, from the teeth downwards. That means the wound from the teeth downwards, shinayim after mechlal, and the tooth is included itself, mechanna le'ath shabbos. It's called very dangerous. Now, you have to know what this is talking about exactly here. We're talking about, let's say, a serious case over here. Even so, the Ramah says that one should not do it with a yid. One should ask a non-Jew to take it out. That means one should not ask a Jew to take a tooth out on Shabbos. Because it's a problem of, what do you call it, it's a problem of bleeding, it's inevitable bleeding is going to come out, and therefore one should not ask a Jew to do it. And Ramah says clearly, oh, so also could be a shower of yeah, gozer actually, could be a shower of gozer as well, yeah, quite right, could be a shower of gozer, and therefore it's zicha, even though it's loose probably, it's already on its way out, yeah? And we have the halacha by the tzipon, a nail, which is already, a lot of it's out already, it could be there's no issa of gozer anymore, yeah? So you have to know, this is the point, what issa is over here, he doesn't really say what the issa is, but he's matting you to ask a non-Jew to take it out. So that is what one can do. If one is mummy stuck in such a case, then one is allowed to ask a non-Jew to take the tooth out. So dividing, we've got three levels. Yeah, we've got mechash b'alma, a very slight headache, a very slight pain. Then one's not really much one could do. The only one could do is take a healthy food, whiskey, swallow it like normal. If it's sar godol, it's very painful. It's not a chodek on a guf, yeah, but it's very painful. Then he's allowed to gargle the whiskey in his mouth, or he can get a non-Jew to put something on his tooth. And that should help. If it's a chodek on a guf, it's mummy's painful, and everything is weight. You can take all medicine which is necessary to take, any medicine which is necessary to help him in such a situation, not to take. That you can do. One other thing, the Taz is not happy with the tooth being taken out. Very interesting. Just by the way, this, the Taz has got a big shitter. You know, we hold that a person who has a razor used on him, who does the issa? The hairdresser or the person sitting in the chair?
Both.
And the Gemara says, because the Sayyeh, Yeshbe Mamish, the one who's helping, when you move your head and do all this, that's an issa as well. Says the Taz, I can't understand how you're allowed to have your tooth taken out on Shabbos, even by a non-Jew, because you have to open up your mouth and you have to help. And the Sayyeh, Yeshbe Mamish, since you're helping, that's like you're also doing it. So the Taz says, I can't understand why there should be any heter whatsoever to be able to even allow a non-Jew to take your tooth out.
Even in the case where the pain is...
The Taz says, mamish like you do it yourself. It's mamish masayeah. The ma'isa, many achreinim acholim, many achreinim acholim with the Taz, they hold this only an issa by shaving, by razor. It doesn't apply anywhere else. The masayeh, yes, but mamish is only by a razor, not by anyone else. All right, what do you say?
Oh, yeah.